Welcome to the audio version of Real AI, the first and most popular weekly newsletter about real estate and AI for real estate agents. I'm Kevin Hawkins, the Real AI Guy, and these are the highlights from this week's Real AI newsletter, Volume 3, Issue Number 48, released on December 1st, 2025. Now, here are your AI hosts, Miles and Grace.
We're taking a really sharp look today at the state of artificial intelligence adoption.
Yeah.
And what we found in our sources is this this fascinating contradiction.
It really is. On one side, you have these ridiculously simple, super precise hacks that, you know, cost $20 a month.
And on the other, you've got these multi-million dollar companies just grappling with, a fundamental strategic failure.
That dichotomy is exactly what we're exploring. This whole deep dive is built on the latest intelligence from the Real AI newsletter, Volume 3, Issue 48.
The December 1st issue.
That's the one. And it's great because it pulls insights from, individual power users, the Real AI guy and his son, and then it pairs that with hard data on corporate strategy.
So our mission today is pretty simple. We want to equip you with the specifics you need to move beyond just, playing with AI.
Right.
We're moving into territory where you can use it safely, strategically, and actually get the maximum value while, avoiding the pitfalls.
The legal and technical pitfalls that are tripping up these huge organizations, we need to understand not just what the shiny new tools can do, but what they really cost.
In actual dollars and in risk.
Exactly. We're going to start small with a really practical example of high precision AI that shows why context management is sort of the new frontier here.
I love that phrase, context management. Okay, so let's talk image editing. You're talking about using AI to solve a pretty mundane problem, right? Like making a holiday card at the last minute.
A very time-sensitive problem, yeah. The newsletter had this great success story.
Taking a summer photo and making it festive, something that used to take a professional designer or, hours of your own time in Photoshop.
For sure. The source described trying to create a holiday card from a family photo that was windswept, taken on the Oregon coast.
In June.
So the setting was just all wrong. But the tool they used, Gemini Pro, it was able to do this perfect seasonal conversion.
So how? How did they pull that off in seconds? We know it's Gemini Pro, and there's this technology called Nano Banana, but the real magic is something called persistent memory.
Yes.
What is that? And why should you, the professional user, care about it?
Persistent memory is the whole game here. It's the strategic advantage. It means the model holds on to the original image's entire context. Down to the pixel. It keeps it intact while it does the edit.
Okay, break that down.
Think of it like this. When you use a lot of the, common chatbot editors, like some features in ChatGPT, if you ask it to remove a small object.
Like a coffee mug on a desk.
Perfect example. It basically redraws the area around it from scratch.
And that's how you get those warped edges or, strange blurs in the background.
Or it accidentally erases the papers next to the mug. Precisely. Because it doesn't remember the papers are supposed to stay.
So it's guessing what should be there.
It is. But Gemini Pro's persistent memory, it makes sure that it only focuses on the target, the coffee mug, or in this case, adding a hat, while everything else is locked in place.
That high level of precision, that context awareness, that's what you're actually paying for.
100%. It turns what would an hours-long editing slog into a 30-second prompt.
And the specific anecdote they shared was just uploading that beach photo and typing, what was it?
Something super simple. It was just put Santa hats on all of us and a tiny hat on the dog.
And it just worked.
Instantly. They got realistic, perfectly fitted Santa hats and even a tiny little cap for their Shih Tzu. But it's the stability of the result, not the cute dog. That's the real takeaway here for you.
Okay, so that's the key question then. What is the professional application beyond a fun holiday card? How can you leverage this?
It's all about using that precision for speed and for client service. Think about marketing or maybe architectural visualization.
Okay.
If you need to change the color of just one wall in a finished render or quickly remove some proprietary info from a document image without messing up the logos around it.
Persistent memory is what you need.
It's essential. The newsletter suggested using this to win client appreciation. You can offer this kind of fast, precise turnaround service, or even just include a little how-to in a client newsletter to show you're on top of the latest tools.
That's smart. It turns a simple hack into a client engagement tool. Okay, let's cover the caveats. This model, it comes with the Google One AI Premium plan, right?
Correct. It's about $20 a month, and this is crucial. There is a free version, but it is strictly a demo.
How limited are we talking?
You're limited to 2 images, created or edited, per day.
That's nothing.
It's enough to test, but trying to build any kind of commercial workflow around a 2-image-a-day cap is, well, it's impossible. So it's a financial decision that becomes a strategic roadblock if you try to get around the subscription.
And what about the best advice for getting good results, even with a stable model like this one?
The source material was very clear on this. Only ask the AI to do one thing at a time.
So one prompt per action.
Exactly. Add a hat. That's one prompt. Adjust the lighting. A separate prompt. If you try to cram a bunch of instructions into one input, like add hats, change the background to snow, and take out the coffee cup.
You're just asking for trouble.
You are. You introduce a level of complexity that usually leads to errors, or the model just does nothing at all. Specificity is still king.
Okay, so we've established the value and the pretty low cost of paying for a precise, legally sound AI tool. Now let's pivot. Let's talk about the immense danger of trying to save money with free AI.
Yes.
This is where being thrifty can turn into a huge legal liability.
This is such a critical warning. The newsletter brought up an anecdote about a speaker at NARNXT.
That's the National Association of Realtors' big annual conference.
A huge conference. And this speaker was specifically telling business owners to only use free AI tools. The reason? To be thrifty. But it's advice that puts entire businesses on the line.
Why, though? Why does using a free tool, even for something simple like marketing, create so much risk?
Because if you're using AI for any commercial purpose, and that means to generate income, promote a product, market your brand, you have to have the right license.
And the indemnity that comes with it.
Exactly. Free versions almost never include commercial usage rights. They are there for you to test and learn, not to build a business on.
So what was the specific high-risk example the source pointed to?
The example was HeyGen. It's a really popular platform that uses AI to generate synthetic videos, you know, with those photorealistic avatars.
Deepfakes, basically.
Basically. So the speaker recommended using the free version for social media posts. The huge glaring problem is that HeyGen's own terms of service explicitly forbid using free videos for any commercial purpose at all.
So if a real estate agent uses a free watermarked HeyGen video to promote a house on their Instagram,
they've just violated copyright usage laws.
And the consequences are what?
They're immediate and they're financial. We're talking about copyright violation penalties that can run from hundreds into thousands of dollars.
Wow.
And on top of that, you don't own the content. You can't license it later if it happens to go viral. You're trading, what, a $20 a month subscription for exposure to these massive, potentially company-ending fines? It's a calculation you have to get right.
It really reframes the cost, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Paying for the tool isn't an expense, it's risk mitigation.
That's a perfect way to put it.
All right, let's zoom out. We've seen the individual tactical wins and the legal warnings. Now let's look at the corporate level. If an individual can master a tool like that for $20, why is enterprise-wide AI adoption proving to be so, so difficult?
That is the essential question, right? If an individual can do this in 30 seconds, why are C-suite executives with, you know, basically unlimited budgets struggling so much? The answer is complexity and integration.
The source material had some hard data on this from a Zapier survey.
It did. It gives us the numbers on what's really stopping progress.
Lo, what's the single biggest roadblock for these big companies?
It's the integration nightmare. A staggering 78% of executive leaders surveyed said they're struggling to integrate AI with their existing legacy systems.
78%, that's almost 4 out of 5.
It's a massive number, and think about what that really means. It means 4 out of 5 major companies can't get the AI plumbing to connect to their existing infrastructure. The technology isn't failing, their data architecture is.
Why is that such a deep problem? Why is connecting to legacy systems so hard?
Well, these older systems, they often rely on proprietary APIs, outdated data formats, you know, complex, siloed databases. They were never built to talk to a modern AI model.
So it's not really a software problem. It's a foundational structural problem.
Exactly. You can buy the smartest AI in the world, but if 78% of leaders can't even feed it the data it needs, the AI just sits there. It's useless. It's like having a supercomputer you can't plug into the wall.
So after integration, what are the other big struggles?
Security is next. And this connects right back to our talk about free tools. 43% of enterprise leaders cite data breaches and security risks as their top concern.
And that's not just external hackers, right?
No, it's often internal threats. It's employees using shadow IT, those free, unauthorized AI tools to handle proprietary company data. If someone uploads a confidential business plan into a free chatbot,
the company loses control of that data instantly.
Instantly. And running right alongside that is this immense pressure to move fast. 41% of senior execs feel that delaying AI adoption is causing them to fall way behind their competitors.
So they're trapped. They're caught between the fear of failure from security and integration and the fear of stagnation if they don't move.
It's a paralyzing loop, but we should say the intent is there. These organizations are trying.
They're at least laying the groundwork.
Oh, yes. The commitment is almost universal. The survey showed 99% of leaders say their organizations have formal AI strategies in place, and 87% have secured buy-in from leadership.
So it's not a lack of trying or a lack of budget?
Not at all. It's a fundamental difficulty in executing that strategy against years, maybe decades, of deeply entrenched technical debt.
Okay, so we've covered the personal hacks, the legal warnings, and the corporate strategy mess. Let's finish up by looking forward. What are the latest headlines telling us about where this is all going?
Let's start with a specific sector. The newsletter focused on real estate and how AI is starting to accelerate innovation around things like trust and transparency. And what's driving this is the rise of agentic AI.
Agentic AI. Okay, we need to define that. It sounds like just another buzzword for automation.
It's way more advanced than simple automation. Agentic AI refers to systems that can autonomously complete complex multi-step tasks without needing constant human input for each step.
So it's not just a smart spreadsheet.
Not at all. It's an automated assistant that can decide the next three or four steps in a project on its own. It could say, gather data, write a report draft, and then generate images for that report, all without you prompting it each time.
That completely changes the human's role from doer to supervisor. But the source material mentioned a critical counterpoint to this.
It did. The more that agentic AI handles the heavy lifting, the more critical it becomes for professionals to maintain the human touch.
Right. Agentic AI automates the workflow, but it doesn't automate trust.
Exactly. That relationship, that's still the core value of the human expert.
And how is this tech changing the basic infrastructure of an industry like real estate?
It's changing how data systems even function. The multiple listing service, the MLS, that's the core database brokers use, it's moving beyond just being a place to dump raw data.
Okay.
AI is letting the MLS become exceptional by adding process intelligence on top of its data intelligence.
Data intelligence versus process intelligence.
Right. Data intelligence tells you what's available. Process intelligence tells you the most optimal way to use that data in a deal. It's creating smarter systems, not just bigger databases.
And shifting to the broader tech wars, the competition is obviously heating up.
It's heating up fast. And a lot of that is because of Anthropic. Their new Claude Opus 4.5 model is making huge waves.
What's the headline there?
Well, the focus is on cheaper AI, infinite chat windows, and this is maybe the big one for developers, reports that its coding skills can now actually beat humans at certain tasks.
Which puts immediate pressure on OpenAI and Google.
Massive pressure to improve performance and to lower their prices. The bar is just constantly being raised.
On a lighter note, is all this intelligence making the AI any funnier?
Huh. Well, the source material had a little fun with this. While models like ChatGPT and Gemini can definitely, you know, generate jokes, they haven't quite reached comedian status yet.
I was missing.
The really nuanced human element of humor, especially puns, they just don't quite get puns. So for now, the human late night comics are safe.
Okay, so wrapping this all up, what does this mean for you, the listener? We've covered the power of mastering a simple prompt, contrasted that with the high-stakes legal mess of free tools, and then looked at the huge integration struggle facing the corporate world.
The whole arc here really shows that AI adoption is a full-spectrum challenge. It demands that tactical specificity, like that one-action prompt, and it also demands a broad strategic overhaul to fix those systemic problems, like data integration. The power is undeniable, but so are the pitfalls.
So you have the full picture now. The quick wins and the critical strategic warnings for your own work. But I want to leave you the one final thought that connects that enterprise data to this new agentic technology.
Okay.
Given that 78% of executives are struggling mostly with integrating AI into their existing systems, a technical structural failure, and now we see the rise of agentic AI, which automates complex workflows. I have to ask a question. Does successful organization-wide AI adoption ultimately depend more on perfecting the technology and fixing all that technical debt? Or does it depend more on consciously preserving and perfecting the essential human elements, the trust, the nuance, the human touch, that agentic AI is designed to support but can never replace. But that balance, that's the strategic tightrope you're going to have to walk.
Great point, Miles. Walking that tightrope is indeed what AI faces today, and real estate agents and brokerages must be careful and practice safe AI. And that's this week's Real AI Podcast. I'm Kevin Hawkins, the Real AI Guy. And until next week, keep it real.